Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Gordon Hayward scored 25 points, and the Celtics earned their fifth victory in six games with a 119-104 win over the Warriors, and the Hawks took down the 76ers 127-117. In women's college basketball, Siena defeated Niagara 59-54, Syracuse beat Virginia Tech 67-65, Fairfield downed Marist 52-48, and UConn ripped Cincinnati 80-50. In NBA news, the league has named its reserves for the February 16th All-Star Game in Chicago. Kyle Lowry of the Raptors is headed back, as is Miami's Jimmy Butler, Philadelphia's Ben Simmons, Milwaukee's Chris Middleton, and Oklahoma City's Chris Paul. Six players, including Boston's Jason Tatum, will be All-Stars for the first time. And in a new game format this year, All-Stars will play to reach Kobe Bryant's final jersey number of 24. The team that wins each quarter will receive money for charity, with scores reset at the start of the second and third quarters. Scores will be restored in the fourth quarter, and the winning team in the All-Star game will be the first team to add 24 points to whatever the leading score is at that point. In the NHL yesterday, the Canadiens beat the Sabres 3-1, and the Predators edged the Devils in a shootout 6-5. In NFL news, the Saints maintain their PR work on the area's Roman Catholic sexual abuse crisis was minimal, but attorneys suing the church allege hundreds of confidential Saints emails show the team actively helping decide which names should or should not be included in the Archdiocese list of credibly accused clergy. That list has become a key point in the controversy surrounding the team since news of the Saints emails broke last week. I'm Jesse King.